LewisKubotaDealers.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
B-A-Bay, B-E-B, B-I, Vicky, by B-O, Bo, Vicky, by Bo, B-U, Boo, Vicky, by Bo, Boo. C-H-A, C-E-C, C-I, Sicky, Sci, C-O, So, Sicky, Sci, So, C-U, Sue, Sicky, Sci, So, Sue.
Get the idea, girls? Now we'll all join together on the letter D.
D-A-Bay,
D-E-B,
B-I, Vicky, by B-O, Bo, Vicky, by Bo, Boo.
That was horrible.
Oh, my goodness. It's great.
You like that?
Oh,
that
was stages. At my feet.
You had to be there, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever memorize that. I know people who memorize that, who can say that.
It's the same sequence, just with each letter.
What are the letters? What are you spelling?
It's...
Just a B-A-B, B-I-B.
B-A-Bay, B-E-B, B-I-Bicky-Bye, B-O-Bo, Bicky-Bye-Bo, B-U-Boo, Bicky-Bye-Bo-Boo.
That's the dumbest thing. And then what's the next letter? C?
Yes.
Let's do that.
You don't do any vowels. C-A-Say, C-E-C,
and then D-A-Day, D-A, is that it?
D-E-D, D-I, Dicky-Da, D-O-Do.
Dicky-Da,
yeah.
That's dirty.
Oh, it's filthy.
I'm not singing a dirty song like that. I can't believe you know that.
Did you ever get into the Stooges?
I don't think you did, really.
I like the Stooges, but I never, I've seen that, but I never thought, hey, I think I'll memorize that. You know, it's like those kids in school that can do the alphabet backwards. You ever know one of those kids?
Or president's names in order.
Yeah. I always wanted to do the alphabet backwards, and then I thought, okay, I'm going to learn that. And I get ZYX, and then I get stuck. I go, what am I even doing this for? What's the point? Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 27th of August. You probably know that, but you might not, because a lot of days, I don't know what day it is or date. I don't even know the day. A lot of days you go, hey, have a great Wednesday, and it's Tuesday. I do it all the time. So it's the 27th. It is a Wednesday. Dr. Doug joins us today.
Yeah, when I was a kid, those Saturday nights, when the Stooges would come on at like 10 or 11 till like 2,
yeah,
2 in the morning. It was the best.
You know that my wife, and this is no surprise,
waterbed store.
My wife hates the Three Stooges. She didn't really hate them. She just doesn't get it. I've had it on. She didn't laugh at one thing. How can you not laugh at the Three Stooges?
Yeah, it should be impossible.
She just says, "Well, it's just stupid."
I only know a handful of women
that like
love
the Stooges.
Yeah, that like the Stooges.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely male humor. I mean, it's juvenile.
But why? Why does it have to be that way?
I don't know.
Why can't women lighten up a little bit and laugh at some things that we laugh
at?
You
would think they could.
Because they're different. They're very, very different. I feel good today, and I feel clean, and I'll tell you why. Look at the clock. What time is it? It's 0000. That's the time.
Oh, man. It's time to leave.
It's time. It's 0000. I think that's midnight.
Time has ended.
Yeah, the world has ended. No, I feel clean because my car is clean. And my car is clean because I went to Westport Car Wash. I love that place. And you know one of the things I like about it? It's got these real soft sort of dancing brushes that come and it smells good. The soap, you ever been to a car wash and you kind of think, where's the soap? I mean, it's just barely any soap. There's tons of soap. Your car's covered in foam. It smells good. It smells like you're on vacation and you've got suntan. I don't know. It's just the whole car smells good when I came out of there. So Westport Car Wash. There are three of them, by the way. And I predict there'll be four. You watch and see. I'm usually right about this stuff. There's one right behind us here on Lindbergh. I must have been through this thing, I would say, and this is not like 60 times. Pee on you, but have you ever even washed your car?
Oh, ever? Yeah. No, I've been to the Westport Car Wash.
What, once a year?
Yes.
He's late. When my car is dirty, I feel dirty. If I'm looking through a dirty windshield it's just, I feel dirty. And then when the car is real clean,
I just wait for a rainstorm. Yes.
You just throw soap on it. When you see it's going to rain, yes. You take some dishwashing detergent, throw it on your car,
and
let it rain on it, and let the rain wash it.
So Dan can explain this, the song that we just heard.
D.I. Dicky Die?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to hear that explanation. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hi, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
The song's called Swing of the Alphabet.
Okay.
All they're doing is singing the alphabet, basically. I think those are the whatever sisters they always had on their shows. Those girls, the girls singing are something
I mean, do they go through in the episode of the Stooges? Do they go through the whole alphabet and do that?
They don't. They go through L, and then they get to M, and then when they say Curly's a dope, I think he sings one more like N. And then it kind of trails off.
Now, Dan, can you sing it? Do you know the song?
I can.
The short
that it's on is called Violent is the Word for Curly.
All right, give me, I'll pick a letter, A, B, C, D, E, the G. Give me G, go.
G-A-J-G-E-G-E-G-I-G-G-I-G-O-J-O-G-G-I-G-O-G-U-G-G-I-G-O-G-U.
See, it's A-E-I-O-U with each letter. But there's the icky.
Maybe
stuff
I could learn this.
Yeah, no, it's not tough.
You can learn it.
I'm going to try to learn it. Give me F. How do you do F?
F-A-F-A, F-E-F-E, F-I-F-I-F-I, F-O-F-O, F-I-F-O, F-U-F-U, F-I-F-O-F-U.
F-U. Did you say F-U to me?
Yeah, that's part of it. There's a couple of things in there.
That's sick. I remember, growing up, a long time ago, those Three Stooges movies or shows used to be on at 3:30 or 3:00 or 3:30 or so. And remember, the political correctness started way back when, and kids were coming into school and beating each other up and doing the yuck, 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 and doing the, putting their hands in front of the, and they're poking the kids in the eyes and stuff. And that's why they moved it to 11:30 or 12:30 or whatever time, and like after midnight.
Oh, yeah, like that'll stop kids from watching it.
I used to go home and watch the Three Stooges, and
I don't know why I never got caught up into this F-I-F-I-F-I-F-I-F-I. I mean, I saw that, and I've heard of it, but it never occurred to me. I think I'll learn that.
And this is what we did when we got off the bus at high school. Somebody had a joint.
What?
Yeah, someone had a joint. And
knee joint?
Translation.
Elbow joint?
Someone, that's Dan uses the word someone to replace I.
Yeah.
No, I had a joint.
No, someone else did, always. But they would pass it around, and I would partake. And then I would kind of freak out a little bit, so I would go lock myself in my house, turn on the Three Stooges, and eat about 10 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and watch the Stooges.
That's a good life.
At 3:30.
That's a good life. That's a great life. Well, Dan, you...
Was that last week?
Yes.
Dan, you've actually helped me understand this a little better. You and Peon, it's E-A-E-I-O-U.
Correct. P-A-B-E-B-B. Oh, you're doing this pronouncing the word, what you just spelled. Well, then when you get to B-I, you say B-I-Bicky-Bi.
And then
B-O-B-O. And then you say Bicky Bibo. B-A-B-E-B-B-I. Bicky Bibo. Bicky Bibo. B-U-Boo. Bicky Bibo-Boo.
Vicky Bayou, B-U, boo.
Yeah, the Vicky Bibos are thrown in there just extra.
Well, Dan, thank you for the lesson.
Well, you're welcome anytime.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.
This is the first time I've ever actually... No, I'm serious. I feel like an idiot.
Well, that's good. We hit the hard issue. Hard issues here on...
What is it?
No, you don't do the vowels. You start with B.
B, A, B.
No. No, you do the set. You say the vowel, and then you do the sound after the letter. So B, A, bay.
Oh, B, A, bay. Don't do it. Don't help me. B, E, B. B, I, bicky, by. B, O, bow. No, bow or
nope,
boo?
No, that's it.
B, O, bow. Bicky by bo bo boo.
No, bicky by bo b u boo.
Bicky by bo b u boo.
No.
Okay.
That's close.
I give up. We lost our whole audience, man. They got a headache from this. Do we have any Burke segment today?
I do.
I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss, everybody, with his contribution to the Burke segment.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I put something on our Facebook page. It's a video. And you can go to facebook.com/AM in the PM. It's a, I'm got this allergy thing going or whatever's going on. I got a tickle in my
throat. I have it too. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's allergies or a cold, summer cold. It's awful.
I know Peon had it. And last night I looked it up. I did some research. It's a brain tumor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Good. I hope it's over soon.
What it is.
I can't take this anymore.
I know. But, in the video, you see under the bed, it's a bedroom, and under the bed, this TV comes sliding out. Have you ever seen this?
No.
This flat screen TV comes sliding out, and then it comes up over, comes up at the foot of the bed, and then it turns, and then you can sit there and watch TV. It's unbelievable.
And then it goes back under the bed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can, when you're finished watching it, it'll fold itself up and just go right under the bed and slide under the bed.
I like that.
It's pretty awesome. I put it on our Facebook page.
Pian, did you get the thing I sent you for the Facebook page, the card trick?
No.
I
checked the email
today. Never look at the stuff I send you. I sent you this great card trick. I mean, I've seen a lot of card tricks. This one, I don't know how anybody would ever explain how this guy does this. So you need to watch it during a break, and then we'll put it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM in the PM. Do you have?
I don't.
Okay, let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. Let's take some calls. It's Wednesday. Dr. Doug will be here next hour, and I just feel like talking to a bunch of people. So that's you. You folks, you're a bunch of people. 314-969-KTRS. And if you have phones like ours where the numbers wore off 30 years ago and you can't see them, then it would be 969-5877. Or the secondary line, and you only want this if you can't get through the first one, is 888-550-KTRS or 550-5877. Linda has been holding patiently. No, that's not Linda. Hang on. Linda, where's Linda? I see... Oh, here she is. I'm sorry. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Hello, Frank. Yes, I'm AM in the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
And I'm just about a year older than you, and I am a Stooges fanatic.
You know that there aren't many of you women who love
Stooges. Yes, I do. They think I'm weird.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're weird.
Way back in the day when he was talking about watching the Stooges from like 11 at night to 2 in the morning.
Right.
I would sit with a pen and paper, and I not only wrote the synopsis of each of their 192 shorts, I cross-referenced them.
Whoa.
Wow.
Like which actors and actresses were in different ones? Like
I showed which one which Stooge was the third Stooge, because that also determines the date of when they were working, because Curly was the first Stooge until he had his stroke.
You're like a Stooge historian.
Oh, yeah, when it comes to the Stooges. The only one that Lucille Ball was in was Three Little Pigskins.
Listen to this.
And because it was done during the Depression years, many, many of their scenes were copied from one short to another short. And it would be the same scene in maybe three or four different shorts with different names.
They got more they got more mileage out of the footage that way.
They got more mileage out of the footage, and because of the depression time, they didn't really have the money to be able to kind of put it all together. And then you have the ones that are exactly the same with maybe one or two minor changes, like Scots in Scotland and Hot Scots, that are basically the same. It's same actors, same everything, same storyline, with the exception, some of them may have a different suit. One may be with Curly, and one may be with Shemp.
Shemp. I like Shemp a lot.
Now, recently, there was a movie a couple years ago about the Stooges. Did you see that movie?
No, I did not.
It looked horrible.
Well, you can't.
You can't duplicate the Stooges.
No, you can't duplicate perfection.
No.
Can't duplicate.
And you're not ever going to find anybody now. You know what it would be like? It would be like, you ever watched Our Gang, Little Rascals?
Absolutely.
Talented bunch of little kids. We'll never have another Shirley Temple, and we'll never have another Our Gang. Do you remember?
Well, we need our new people doing new things with more little kids and more craziness.
Hey, Linda, is it true on that, the one where they were all on the train, Curly was Shemp was in it with the with Mo and Larry, and Curly,
the only one that had all four of them in it, is Hold That Lion.
Yeah, and that was on the train, right?
Yes, Curly had already had his stroke.
Yeah, and Curly,
so he had a cameo appearance. He was sitting in a car back in just one of the cars as everybody else was running around crazy.
Yeah. He had a full head of hair, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did.
You are unbelievable. This is great.
Come to the Stooges and all 192 shorts. I've at one point had them all. I'm getting older now. I don't remember them as well as I did, but I know them.
Do you have a husband?
Yes, I do.
Does he think you're crazy, or does he like him as much as you do?
He knows I'm crazy, and he says the only word I've got to describe you is unique.
Well, I would agree. I would agree, and I like it. Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, the only problem of it is he has Alzheimer's now, so it's a little hard. But
That's too bad. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know who she'd give a run for his money? Your cousin, Mr. Trivia, Dave Strauss.
Yeah, when it comes to Stooges.
He might come in second when it comes to the Stooges. This should be Brian. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Oh, Frank, good. I'm A&PM.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Well, I was listening to the show yesterday, and a guy from Buell Mill, I had called and talked about a gully washer.
Correct.
We are experiencing that day two right here in Beville Mill area. There's a thunderstorm going on. There's heavy downpour.
What in the world? What's going on at the Beville Mill area? Where did it rain?
No idea. It's coming down pretty hard.
The Beville Mill is next door to us.
Yeah, you have to live in St. Louis to know what that was. That was Steve Mizrani. Well, Brian, thank you for the weather report. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, there it is. The same spot as yesterday. Like I called. There's a couple pop-up storms today, though.
That's a little bit weird. 2 days in a row, that little section gets the same heavy rain when nobody else is getting rain. Mark has been very patient, and he has to wait no longer. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you, Frank?
Good, how are you?
Good, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, we're glad to have you. Don't make it to last. How can we help you?
I was curious, does anybody really collect anything? Remember when you were a kid, people collected baseball cards or comic books, or even beer cans.
Yes.
And you don't hear about that anymore.
No. There are people who collect things that are so bizarre. I've known somebody in my life who collects ashtrays, and I mean hundreds and hundreds of ashtrays.
Oh, shot glasses.
Shot glasses, match books. That's another one. Yeah. Yes, there are people. Beer cans. They have these conventions, these beer can collectors. No. You'd be stunned. There's a guy in St. Louis, and we interviewed him one time. I think the number is 5,000. He has 5,000 harmonicas. And he does not play the harmonica. So, yeah, I've never collected anything. I don't get it. I don't. Yeah. But yes, right. The answer is yes.
Probably not as much as there used to be. A memorabilia, baseball card collections used to be big. That's pretty much all dried up.
Well, here's what happened. When everybody thought they were going to be worth something, then everybody saved them. So now they're worthless.
And then the steroid era came out. I kicked myself with some of the cards that I stuck in my spokes. And we used to flip them at school and stuff.
Mark, we had a friend who collected anything that was an elephant. Stuffed elephant, porcelain elephants, little elephant figurines, just elephants everywhere in her house. Anything
Holy
with
cow.
Yeah, oh yeah. And another female, and it's usually females with this kind of stuff, for some reason, a Holstein cow, black and white cow. She had cow pillows. She had cow sheets. She had Holstein cow toilet paper, Holstein cow placemats. It was black and white Holstein cows everywhere. That's
I know
no figure.
Like that with ducks.
Yeah.
The duck thing.
So the answer to your question is yes, there are people collect things.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. And this might be a great thing to just throw out there. If you do collect, and I don't mean a few, I mean you've got an almost embarrassing room full of stuff. Tell us what it is. We're not going to make fun of you. Eh, maybe. No, we're not going to make fun of you. We just like to know what it is. This is Ken. How are you, Ken?
Hi. I'm fine. I am in the field.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I got a question for Tim.
Night, Karen's for you.
No. Tim? Did he say Tim?
Yeah, Tim Weiland.
Oh, he's actually on vacation this week.
Oh, okay. Well, I was listening to an old cassette tape I had, and I think he's the Tim that was on WMRY.
Possibly, yes.
And he came on, he called himself the Midnight Mayor all the time.
The Midnight Mayor?
Yeah, I got it on a cassette tape where after he got done playing this album, he came back on to Tim Weiland, the Midnight Mayor.
Well,
I'll have to ask
him
about that.
Very interesting to check into that.
And it was a Grateful Dead album, but it was an album he played one, I guess, Sunday night or something on WMRY real late. And
I don't doubt it at all. Everybody in this business, if you've been in it at all, any sort of time, you've done something that you sort of wish nobody ever heard. And maybe for him it's the Midnight Mayor.
And I just kind of wonder how I came up with that. And
why it didn't work?
Yeah, or I guess he doesn't go by it anymore, so...
Well, it'd be kind of crazy to go by the Midnight Mayor when you're doing traffic at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
He'd be the afternoon mayor.
I was answering the phone. Are you talking about when he was on...
WMRY.
Oh, yeah, I worked with him at WMRY.
Was he the Midnight Mayor?
Yes.
Where did he come up with the name?
I don't know.
That was the Midnight City Councilman.
Yeah.
No, you were right, Ken. There's your answer. You're absolutely right. We'll when he gets back from vacation, we'll take that up with him.
Tim Weiland, right. Midnight Mayor.
All right, thank you, Ken.
Yep, you're welcome.
At first, I thought you said the Midnight Mayor, you know, like a horse. Yeah. I thought, well, that is weird.
I think it was a Midnight Mayor.
Now, wait a minute. M-A-R-E? No, hold on.
I don't think it was Midnight Mayor.
No, there's no way a mayor is a female horse. Hi, I'm Tim Weiland, the Midnight Female Horse. That doesn't make any sense. Why would he be the Midnight Mayor?
Well.
You can't hear. It's mayor.
We were rock and roll.
Hear. Yeah, you're on drugs then.
Yeah.
You're on too many drugs. We have to take a break. We come back. Look at all these calls. See, this is what I like. Let me tell you something, folks. If it weren't for you calling in, we have no show. You've probably figured that out by now. And I hear some of the other shows, and they hardly ever take calls. You know, it's just them and some guests and an author and a professor from St. Louis University and somebody from the city council. You're much more interesting to me than those people, so thank you. We got a bunch of calls. If you're patient, we'll get to you. But first...
And it could have been Nightmare, you know, like... Midnightmare.
Why don't you try calling him during the break?
I will.
See if you can. Yeah. Now, see, that kind of would make sense, the Midnightmare. Mm. But you're calling yourself a nightmare, which is not... We'll find out. Thompson Price. I had dinner last night with Tom Price and his wife and another terrific couple, and it was just a really great evening. And this other couple, like us... They're in the process of having their bathroom remodeled. We did that stuff years and years and years ago. And when I say years and years and years ago, that's a testament to how long you're happy with the work they do. You're not going to be tired of it in a couple of years. Now, they could, I guess, deliberately remodel your kitchen or bathroom so that in 3 or 4 years you'd hate it. Because they kind of know what's going to stick around and always look good and be serviceable, and they know what's not. And they could build it so that it looks obsolete and you're not as happy with it, and in 4 or 5 years they maybe get to do it again. They don't work that way. They want it to go the distance, the 10, 15 years later, you look at it, and it's still something to be proud of. They want you to be proud of the kitchen because they're very proud of the way they do it. They have a process at Thompson Price that I don't think anybody else has. And I say that because we did talk to a couple of other companies, and the process was nothing like Thompson Price's people. They ask a lot of questions, and they want you to ask a lot of questions. And from all those questions, they get a real clear picture of what you want this kitchen or bathroom to be besides just a kitchen or bathroom. Is it a gathering place? The kitchen, you want, how important is the TV in there? Should it be built in? Who cooks and how do they cook? Are they gourmet cooks? Does nobody cook? Is your mother-in-law eventually going to come live with you and she likes to cook? All that. Who's left-handed? Who's, I mean, it's a process. It's a necessary process, and you'll appreciate it when it's all done. Their showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270. It's in there next to McAllister's Deli, and there's a TJ Maxx in there, and they're renovating the shopping center. So forget, ignore the plywood and the fencing and walk right on in and take a look around. Or you can go to this website, thompsonprice.com.
All right, let's check on traffic. Rain causing some problems in some spots. Here's Frank Ladd.
That's right, Dan. That down St. Louis as well. So there was some volume westbound on Highway 64 between Hampton and McCausland already, and then it was slow headed towards the Poplar eastbound on 64 approaching the Poplar Street Bridge due to that rain as well. Also had some issues southbound on 170 between Olive and Highway 64 to an earlier accident. Had things slowed down quite a bit earlier than this afternoon. We're going to see some volume southbound on 270 approaching Doherty Ferry. This is brought to you by the new paint studio at Ace. The new paint studio at Ace, featuring brilliant colors from Clark and Kensington, ranked number one by a leading consumer magazine in interior semi-gloss, and now Valspar at Ace. Helpful is beautiful. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Wednesday, August 27th at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Fresno Grizzlies on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
It's that time of year, the time for Lacefield Music's adult piano classes. Hi, this is Dwayne Hilton, organist for your St. Louis Cardinals and a partner at Lacefield Music. Every September, Lacefield Music offers their 8-week beginning adult piano classes for the unbelievable price of $29.99. This class usually costs $89.99, but right now, Lacefield Music is offering this 8-week piano class for the incredible price of just $29.99. In these 8 1-hour classes, you'll learn how to read music, learn the secrets of how to play your favorite songs quickly, and have fun doing it. It's never too late to learn how to play the piano at Lacefield Music. If learning how to play the piano is on your bucket list, now is the time. What have you got to lose? It's only $29.99. Classes are forming now in South County, St. Charles, Chesterfield, and Shiloh, Illinois. It's easy. You can go to lacefieldmusic.com to sign up or call 314-974-6801. That's 314-974-6801.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $22 a month.
Call 1-800-919-5667 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-919-5667. 1-800-919-5667. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Martin Kilcoin here, and we're talking about amazing siding and windows. So let's talk windows. You've all heard those low-price vinyl window ads that are out there. Don't be fooled. You need to consider the Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows. Big misconception out there that the fiberglass windows are too expensive. Not the case. Not with amazing siding and windows. They allow you to buy from a Marvin authorized retailer, and it makes fiberglass windows affordable. These windows are 8 times stronger than vinyl windows and have 833% less expansion. They can be pre-finished in nearly any paint color or hand-stained to match nearly any interior trimmed prior to installation. Virtually maintenance-free. And how about this? They're energy efficient. That means you save money on your heating and cooling bills. Call today and save $125 off each window. That number is 636-230-5800. 636-230-5800. Online, AmazingSidingSTL.com. Offer ends August 31st. Limitations apply.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
5 days only. Days are Wednesday through Monday. It's the Plaza Motors Garage Sale at all seven locations. Doors opening at 9 a.m. sharp. Millions of dollars in pre-owned inventory. Price to move fast. $8,000 cars for $5,000. $5,000 cars for $3,000. And at least one vehicle will be sold for $19.95 every day. During the giant Plaza Motors Garage Sale at all Plaza locations this Wednesday. Through Monday.
Trying to sell a home? Need help buying? You need experience and results. Hi, this is Terry Hall, and these are some of the results of recent clients I helped. I helped an investor get a home 30% below list price. I helped a lady sell a home $15,000 over list price in 5 hours. I just helped a young buyer close on a deal where there were six other people bidding on the home. You trying to sell? You trying to buy a home? Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. 314-220-0524.
When I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still yawning when I'm in the middle of a dream.
This sounds a lot like Cher.
Is it?
Right, we have several people who were patient enough to wait a long, long time. And the first one is, and I can only go by what Dan has on the screen, J-E-R. Is that your name, Jer?
You got it.
Really?
Top of the day to you.
How you doing, Jer?
I am doing fantastic.
What can we do for you?
Well, Frank, first of all, I want to say you have the best radio program on the air in the St. Louis area.
What? What'd you say? I couldn't hear you. What?
Yes, that's correct. I did say that.
What's correct? What'd you say?
I said you have the best radio program on the air.
Oh, stop it now.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear that.
Yeah. What did you say?
I have some information, and I'd like to ask you a couple questions, if you don't mind.
Sure, I don't mind at all.
First of all, yesterday I enjoyed the program, and I'd like to share a few pieces of information with you.
Okay.
When I was a kid growing up, my family couldn't afford a TV.
This is sad. Now, hang on. This is sad. One of the saddest stories I've ever heard. Give me a tissue. Give me a tissue, Pian. Okay, go ahead.
And I went down to one of my friend's house where his parents had a TV. Mm. But the problem was it was only about 9 inches in diameter.
All right, Dan, show him a third of that.
Okay.
So it's three times that. That was the size of the TV.
It was a little bit bigger than that.
Okay.
And then the other thing was, because all the kids from the neighborhood would come down to his house, they would have a magnifying glass in front of the screen to enlarge the viewing area.
Yeah.
And then another thing is that when the remotes first came out, they were attached to a wire to the TV.
Yes, you know, you're right. They were. And Peon just gave me this look.
I think I remember that. They were like the curly cord, like a phone cord.
Well, some weren't, some weren't, but you had a cord, like the first video games weren't wireless, so you had to sit with this cord across the room to have a remote. Oh, man, I forgot about that.
Don't walk across, don't hit, don't trip on the cord.
Don't trip on the remote control cord. No, you're right. Exactly. You're right. You're right. We've come a long way, baby. That's what I say.
Well, I tell you what, in some ways, things have gotten a lot. You know what? We're living better than kings were living 100 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely we are.
But I have a couple questions for you.
All right, go ahead.
When are you coming back on Fridays?
I'm actually going to work the Friday after Labor Day, next week, that Friday.
Well, we miss you, Frank.
Well, thank you.
And
but I'm not coming. I'm coming back just for that Friday.
One time only.
Yeah, it's not a permanent thing. It's just for that Friday.
Oh, we would like for you to come back permanently. And the other thing is, when's Karen coming back?
I don't know. Let me check. Karen, when are you coming back? She says she's not.
Is that the same thing for Bernice also?
No, Bernice is absolutely not coming back because she's deceased.
Hey, I tell you what, she was a trip, wasn't she?
She was. She was probably the greatest player on the show to have not actually been in the studio that we ever had.
Well, that's the reason why I say you have the greatest program on the air.
Well, thank you, Jer. And,
I hope you stay on forever.
That's a long time. Forever's a long time.
At least until the green grass grows over my ace.
All right. I'll work on that.
Thank you.
All right. And is it Jer or Jer?
No, it's actually Jer.
Jer. That's okay.
Hey, listen, it's a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure talking to you. Call anytime.
Hey, you make my day, partner.
Thank you, man.
Have a great day. Anytime.
All right. That was nice.
You guys are partners.
We're partners. We're radio partners. I think this is Russ. Hello, Russ.
Good afternoon, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm AM and PM.
Of course you are. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Well, I don't know. I might be able to help you. You were speaking of Stooges a while ago. Remember Joe Besser?
No, I wasn't speaking of Stooges.
Remember Joe, the little scary cat of everything?
And he'd go, that hurt. Yeah, I don't. I'm not the Stooge expert here.
Oh, okay. Anyway, this guy used to live on Blackstone over there in St. Louis by Wellston.
Really?
A couple blocks from where I used to live. This guy on the show, he never got the abuse that Curly got. And the reason why he didn't, he had it written into his contract that he would not take physical abuse.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, he played his cards right on that.
Well, I think he played his cards wrong. That show was all about physical abuse.
There was Joe Besser, and then there was a Curly Joe, too.
Yeah,
right?
Curly Joe, yeah. Curly Joe was kind of
weird.
Wow,
you guys know a lot about this.
Curly Joe. That was Dorita.
Yeah, Joe Dorita.
Good grief. I don't
know. He was the one in the movies.
I don't know.
There was Dorita, then there was Curly, there was Joe, there was Larry. There was Moe, and there was Shep.
Wasn't Larry the one that looked like Art Garfunkel?
Shep, Moe, and Curly were all brothers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Moe, Curly, and Art Garfunkel.
Yes.
Those are Stooges. All right,
Russ. You guys have a good day. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Joe Besser is a friend of mine's great uncle.
That's a great story.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's a so friend hard. Of yours.
A friend. Oh, well, you know that.
What do you know?
He would do that. He would. They'd bump into him or something. He'd go, not so hard.
Not
and
so
he'd, like,
hard.
Pat him with
yeah.
his.
And
he goes, it was almost like a Paul Lynde character.
Oh, yeah. He
it
goes,
sounds
that
like hurt.
A little cowardly lion.
Well, I'm glad I missed that guy. I don't think that's.
It was awful.
Doesn't sound very funny. Scott, how are you?
Hello. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
You're talking about collecting things earlier. My brother actually collects guitars.
Oh, I don't. That's not an unusual collection. It's an expensive collection.
Yeah, he's got probably 50 or 60 guitars.
And does he play?
He plays it. And I'm always going into pawn shops and stuff, finding guitars for him. And one time I went into a pawn shop in South St. Louis, and there was a Carvin electric guitar in there for $150. And he went in and bought it, and it was a vintage 1970 guitar for $3,500, and didn't even know it.
Wow. And does he collect them to trade them, sell them, or just hang
them? You know what?
Them?
That's a weird thing, because he can be so broke, not even have any tires on his car, and he will not sell one of the guitars. He just loves them, and he has them in he's got them in a bedroom, and he has them, like, lined up by color. He's great.
Wow.
One of those like that lady was talking about categorizing, he does the same thing.
And the guitar eats up like, a lot of space. I mean, 50 guitars, that's...
Well, he doesn't have them all out because he can't. And you know, and he'll like switch them around. You know, you go over there on one day and you'll have 20 of them out, and you go in and be 20 more. But they're all in a certain order. And if you pick one up and you put it in different order, he won't say a word. He'll just walk over and grab that guitar and put it right back where he had it.
Is he a good guitar player?
Oh yeah, he's really good. He's been playing his whole life. He's really good.
Hey, you know what? I got no problem with it. Good for him. I almost wish I had a hobby or something like that.
Well, he wants to teach me, and he's actually so good at it that he's way above what I can comprehend.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to bring it down to a beginner's level.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
See, that doesn't sound unusual to me.
Collecting
guitar. But usually it's rich musicians that collect. I mean, I've seen some of these segments on 60 Minutes where they'll go and they'll visit, I don't know, I'll just pick somebody.
Dan's friend. I'm sure Tim Reynolds has.
Yeah, or Mark Knopfler or somebody. You know, 75 guitars. Yeah, easily. This, I think, is, before we break, Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, I met the call yesterday afternoon about the TV stores, and I'll relate a short one today.
Okay.
But I worked on TVs back when people had them fixed, and they still had tubes in them.
Yeah.
And the darn tubes were nice and warm,
mm-hmm.
and guess what they attracted with all that heat? Cockroaches.
Oh, man.
Sometimes I'd be at the shop, you'd open the back of a set, and you'd have 1,000 cockroaches.
I am so glad we don't. For people who don't know this tube thing, you have no idea the difference in electronics now. TVs and radios and stuff got hot. You look behind them, they're glowing red with these tubes. And you could go into a store, Phil, and take a tube if you were wondering if it was any good, and they had tube testers.
Yeah, my dad had one at home.
Yeah, the drugstore and the hardware store, they had tube testers.
Yeah.
And if it didn't glow, no good. You need a new tube. And they had big old prongs on them.
Yeah.
Stick them. Holy, that was... And I used to stare in the back of the TV and the radio and look at those red light glowing. I just thought, wow, how does all this work? Now there's nothing to stare at. You can't see.
Well, one nice thing about the old tube sets, if your furnace went out, you just turn them on and get some heat out of them.
Yeah, just go stand by the TV. Thank you, Phil.
Okay, catch you later, guys.
And didn't it take some of those TVs a while to warm up?
Yes, they had to warm up.
Yeah.
When you turn it on, and then when you turn them off, it would go... black, and there'd be a little dot in the center of the TV, and then it would gradually disappear.
Yeah.
Yes.
The old days.
I tell you, there's nothing like talking about the good old days. They weren't so good, quite frankly.
I still have a Sony at home that makes a noise when you turn it on, that doom. You know that?
Oh, no. A lot of the new...
I don't know if that's still... That wouldn't be...
A lot of the new... Look, Samsung TV, they make almost a computer boot-up sound when you turn them on. Most of the ones I have do that. And then when you turn it off, you know, I don't actually like that. American Equity Mortgage. Are you renting? And how much is your rent? Let's say you're paying $1,200. We'll make it $1,200 a month to rent. We'll make it $1,000. People are stunned when they find out that they could... If you can get a down payment and get in the house, you got American Equity Mortgage to put a loan together for you, you go from your $1,000 rent payment to, let's say, $1,300 house payment, and you're way ahead, and you have money at the end of the year you wouldn't have had before because you've got a great tax deduction. You have no tax deduction in your rent. It's just gone. The money's gone. You have no investment in your rent. You're not investing in anything that's going to appreciate. With a house, you get a tax deduction. You get, in most cases, an appreciating asset. You bought that house for $150, you sold it for $210. So you made a profit, you got a tax deduction, everything's good. Here's the other good thing about being a homeowner. And if you are, use the equity to borrow money. American Equity Mortgage every day lends hundreds of people money so they can do all kinds of things. One of them, things they do is pay off bad debt. Bad debt is high interest debt, like credit cards. Pay it off. Smart thing to do. They'll tell you how it works. They'll tell you about debt consolidation loans and home equity loans and all that stuff. They've been doing this a long time. And all these other mortgage companies try to copy them. As long as you know that, they're trying to copy them. As long as you know to call the real deal. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
Let's check traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, the rain making its way through the South City, South County area is slowing things down. Looking at the traffic map, lots of red and yellow. That indicates heavier volume. Already heavy southbound on 270, both sides of Olive. Then again between Clayton and Gravois. Westbound 44, seeing pockets of heavy volume now between Big Bend and 141. 44 eastbound, you're slow approaching 270 from Bowl. 64 westbound, you're on the brakes now, Hampton to McCausland. Then volume again between Clayton, Worson, and Mason Road. Southbound 55, it's a slow stretch between Highway 44 and Revis Barracks in pockets. Southbound 170, you're on your brakes and pockets as well between Olive and 64. 64 eastbound, heavy headed towards the Poplar from Jefferson. Northbound 55 from Park Avenue, eastbound Highway 70. Both sides of Salisbury passing, looks like, up to the Dome, headed into downtown St. Louis. It's all volume out there. No incidents to report. This update brought to you by Mazda, your commuter's full of choices. Here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and the Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Joe Strauss.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Hewer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams.
For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station. The Big 550 KTRS.
You have all that space. Why won't you take 5 minutes and organize it and use that space to its biggest potential? Well, you can do that with one simple phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated for over 20 years, started out of Jennifer Williams' garage, and it has grown exponentially throughout the years. They've reclaimed a building in Maplewood and have given money back to the local community and to the local economy. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated, 100% custom closets for you, manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, truly custom closets, whether it's pantries closets, kids closets, Murphy beds to save space, whatever it may be. You want to organize your life and organize that space, there's only one place to call. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. That's 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, DePere, Columbia, and the world.